Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn the last two Mishnayos in the seventh parak of Maseches Eruvin. So the Mishnah is going to talk about which foods a person can use to make an Eruv or a Shituf. So, b'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvin, you could use any food to make an Eruv or a Shituf in Mavuos, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech, except you're not allowed to use water and salt, because that's not considered a chashuv enough food. An Eruv t'chum and a Shituf in Mavuos is a way of being kona shvisa. It shows that that's where you are setting up your residence for Shabbos. No one sets up their residence where they keep water or salt, because that's not enough to give a person any sense of nourishment, and you would never eat that as a meal. So it would not work as a valid food to make an Eruv Chatzeros or Shitufe Mavuos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kikar Hu Eruv. Only a whole loaf of bread could be used as an Eruv Chatzeros, can't even be a broken loaf of bread. Afilu Ma'afe Sa'a. And therefore, even if it's a big loaf made with a sa'a flour, v'prusa, but it's broken, it's not a full loaf, ein ma'arvin b'adet. You're not allowed to use it for Erev Chatzeros. You treat it like a lecha mishnah kind of thing. Kikar b'isar, if you have a tiny loaf the size of an isar, v'hu shalim ma'arvin bo. And as long as it's whole, as long as it's complete, it could be a little bulkala, a little challah roll, and that's perfectly fine, because as long as it's whole, that's what we're looking for, that's what gives it its chashivas. Because people who contribute full loaves might resent those who contribute broken loaves. So in order to make sure that there's shalom between them, that's what the Bar Tanura points out, in order to make sure that there's shalom between them, we try to make sure that everyone provides a shlema, right? That's what the Bar Tanura says. V'taymishum eva shabam b'nei chas l'idei machlokas l'mar anino sin shlema v'huno sin prusa. We don't want the people to come to machlokas. One guy's going to say, "Well, I gave a shlema. Why is that guy giving a prusa?" Okay, Mishnah Yiralev. So this is the last Mishnah in the seventh parak, and it talks about buying a share in an Eruv in advance. So, nosin ad mal lechenfi v'lanachtom. A person could give a ma'a, which is a small amount of money, to a chenfini, to a, you know, a grocery store, or a nachtom, or to a baker, kadesh sheizakalo Eruv, so that when the other people in his courtyard come to buy food for the Eruv, he'll own part of the Eruv, meaning the storekeeper will add the portion that this guy paid for, and therefore they'll make him part of the Eruv. So, even though generally speaking, metaltalin, like food, can't be niknes by just paying for them. Kesef is not enough to be kona. You normally need to do a kinyan in hagba or meshicha or something like that. So the chacham said that in this case it's going to work in order to make setting up an eruv an easier process. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, v'chamomrim lo zachu lo ma'osav, that his money does not work to get him a share in the eruv, because we just follow the normal rules of kinyanim, and normally Kesef is not enough to make a kinyan. So whatever the storekeeper gave on his behalf never really belonged to the person who gave the money, so he doesn't participate in the Eruv. Umodim b'shar kol ha'adam, the Chachamim agree that if he paid another person who is not a chenveni, who is not a nachtom, to buy to become a chelik of the Eruv for him, shezach l'ma'usav, that then his money will work, because regular people don't sell food. So the person giving the money obviously wanted to pay the other person to be his shaliach to buy it for him, to buy his portion of the eruv for him. When it comes to chenveni or nachtom, it's just like you're buying the food. But when you give it to someone else, then it's ki'ilu you're making him your shaliach, and shluchu shalatim kamoso, and therefore he can be your shaliach to participate in the eruv. So what the Chacham said, the mashmaos of the divrei Chachamim, is that when the person gives the ma'a to a chenveni or to a nachtom, it's no good, even if the chenveni or the nachtom uses his own food and is makna through that. So she'in marvin ladam el midaito, because you can't use a person's stuff to make an eruv without him giving permission to do so. So since the person gave the money to buy food, and that doesn't work, even if the chenveni would give food for him to the person collecting the eruv and be makne for him, and just using the money that was paid to you as, you know, paid to the chenveni or nachtom as a fee for being the guy shliach, it wouldn't work, because that's not what the guy intended when he gave you the money. The storekeeper would be using that person's money in a way that the guy didn't intend. The guy was trying to buy the challah or the food, and here you're being makanit him for free and using the money as your payment for the shlichus. So that would not work. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda b'medvar mumurim. When do we say that you can't use a person's property to make an eruv without his das? That's beiruv itchumen. That's only when it comes to eruv itchumen, because it's not so clear that it's a benefit to someone to have an eruv itchumen, because whatever rights you're gaining in one direction, to walk in one direction, you're losing in the other direction. Aval beiruv chatzeros. But when it comes to eruv chatzeros, you mamish have nothing to lose. So ma'arvin ledaitav shalol ledaitav vishesach ladam shalol b'fanav vein chav ladam shalol b'fanav. You can do with his permission or not with his permission, because it's all zechus for the person. And zachon ladam shalom b'fanav, you could do something that is beneficial to the person. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud we learned that you can, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can use any type of food for an Eruv except for water and salt. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's got to be a full loaf of bread. It doesn't matter the size, but it's got to be complete. It cannot be a broken loaf of bread. In Mishnah Yud Aleph we said that you can give, if a person gives a chenveni or a nachtom some money in order to be zocha in the Eruv, Rabbi Eliezer holds it works, and the Chum say, no, it does not work, but if you give it to somebody else to be making the Eruv for you, then it does work, because they're just serving as your shaliach. Rabbi Yehuda says that this whole discussion is only when it comes to Eruvei Tchumen, but Eruvei Chatzeros, even the Chenveni can go ahead and be making for you, because by Eruvei Chatzeros, it's purely a zechus to make an Eruv work for you. By Eruvei Tchumen, it's not necessarily a zechus to make the Eruv work for you, because you're going to lose whatever you gain in one direction, you're going to lose in the other direction. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the eighth parak of Maseches Eruvin, Be'ez Hashem.